إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، in this khutbah, inshallah, we want to learn something. It's something that very important for all of us to know. When you practice sincerity to Allah, when your faith increased and decreased, these things happen. And we will touch base on these ones quickly in this khutbah, inshallah. But during the khutbah, I'll touch on the story of Prophet Musa, because it has a lot of wisdoms. And in reality, all the prophets and all the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran has a lot of wisdom behind it. And that's why in the stories in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot of times doesn't tell you the time when it happens, or dates, or the places and names of people, because that is not going to add any value in the wisdom behind the story. So you don't know exactly when does this happen, or where this action happens, or who were these people in terms of names. But the point is the wisdom behind it. And this is one of the things that when you read Quran, you have to understand this in the stories. Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, as you know, he escaped from Egypt. He escaped from Egypt. إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ. One of his people, he told him, the people are planning to kill you. فَخُرُجْ مِنْهَا. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا وَهُوَ خَائِفٌ يَتَرَقَّبْ. So he went out of Egypt, escaping. And he was scared. And he walked in foot, very long distance. He passed through all Sinai. All Sinai, walking on foot. And then he reached Midian. Midian is on the other side. It's in the south. It's in the place actually where what we call it today, Al-Naqb, Sahara Al-Naqb, is in that place. It's in Palestine or in the south. This one is near to Jordan. All the way through, walking. Subhanallah. Walking on foot. So he came to this place and he was extremely exhausted. He's a stranger. Nobody knows him. He was exhausted, very tired. He was hungry. And he poor. Because all the way through in Sinai, it's absolutely desert. There's no food. Very, very minimal amount of food. Subhanallah. But he walked all the way through. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he came in there, started another life cycle and incidents of his stories. He was a man who was sincere to Allah. That's even before he is a prophet. This incident happened before he is a prophet, but he is still believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is still believing in Allah. And that's why sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to know that when you believe in Allah, Allah is with you. Allah is with you. من كان الله معه فالله يكفيه مؤنسه. مؤنسه, what does it mean? That means Allah with him, even if you are alone. Even if you are alone. If you look at the story of Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, he was being in prison. They put him underground, in a closed room, underground. The way to get to this one is 32 steps, his prison. No windows, no open, no lights. When they give them food, they throw him the food. Throw the food on these steps. Whatever comes down there, he eats. Whatever it doesn't, it doesn't. Whatever is thrown, is thrown. No light, nothing. He sees nobody. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, for years and years and years. Subhanallah. When he came back, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inside my heart. Allahu mu'nisu. Even if you are alone. Allahu ma'ak. Even if you are alone. And that's sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Musa, when he came to this place, فلما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد فيها امرأتين تزودان. قال ما خطبكما. This is the story when he came. Lot of people, they came in to take some water from one of the wells. They finished. They closed that well with a huge piece of a stone. Closed it. ووجد فيهما امرأتان تزودان. There's two women sitting side. They can't do anything. The stone is very heavy for them. قال ما خطبكما. Why are you sitting like this? So because they can't get into the men to get the water, their father is an old man. فسقى لهما. You see this, the difference? Prophet Musa was known as very strong. He moved the whole stone himself, moved it away, and get the water for them, and give it to them. Look at the incident happen and see what a believer, what is the attitude of a believer. Even he is not still not a prophet. Subhanallah. He gave them the water to get the water back to their father. What happened? They came back and invite him. إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. Yani my father wants you to give you money because you've given us some water, you helped us. So please come to my father. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يسبب الأسباب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create all of that story for him. He is a stranger. Nobody knows him. Nothing. The whole story started with an incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom behind it. Okay? So he went with her. When he came there, listen to what she said. Ya abati istajir. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. My father, please hire him. He is strong and honest. Listen to this. He's strong and honest. But what happens? She saw him moving the stone. That's why she knows he's strong. But she said he's honest. What honesty she's talking about? Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. She said he is honest. Prophet Musa is honest. What proves he's honest? Look what happens. When she get and come and call him for her father, she took him. She was in front of him. She was in front of him. Prophet Musa, كثير الذكر. He was remembering Allah a lot of times. Okay? She found her in front of him. He told her, you get back in front, back, and I'll be in front. And you tell me left or right. I don't want to see you. Even here, she is walking in front of him, make him busy than remembering Allah. And then she get back. She told him left or right. He doesn't want to see her, to hear her sound, her voice. So he gave her some stones, and he told her, if you want me to go right, throw one stone up to the right. If you want me to go left, throw one stone to the left. And that's it. She walked all the way through, and that's why she said, "Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin." That's why he is honest. That's why he is honest. He was honest. Walked with this woman all the way through, no speech. He's remembering Allah. Even he's still not a prophet. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. That's why he's honest. She came back and told her father this, and that's why he's honest. This is it. So even if you are a stranger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are sincere to Allah, Allah is with you. Allah, even if you are a stranger, even if you are alone, nobody knows you. All of us came in from different places. If you believe in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send friends to you, will send people to love you in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the difference. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, even if you are a stranger. He came into this place and he was hungry. Hungry, he doesn't eat. He didn't eat anything. There's nothing to eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yusakhir al-ashya' lak. And as you know, al-rizq in general, asbabuha bik wa asbabuha lak. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a lot of things. Things that is really giving you things every day, even if you do something or you don't, like sun. giving you the light, energy, whether you do something or you not. Okay? But, for example, if you cook some food, you have to cook. So if you eat, you have to cook. You have to do something. أسبابها بك. That means, to get this, you have to do something. والرزق. الرزق دائما. All other times, أسبابها من عند الله لك. But you have to do something. You have to do something. وأسبابها بك. So that means, it's not going to come, food is not going to come from sky and then you eat it. No. You have to do something. You have to do something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سخرها لك. And that means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he's hungry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سخر الله الطعام. Think about the food that you eat. Plants that is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سخرها لك. Those people who are with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يسخر الأشياء لهم. Harun al-Rashid, Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, there was a man, and he wants to punish him. He wants to punish him. He told them, put this man in a room. وَطَيِّنُوا عَلَيْهِ طَيِّنُوا عَلَيْهِ, that means even the door. Block the door totally. After a couple of days, so they blocked the door. No gate, no way out. This is the point. They found the man out of the room. And they came to Khalifa Harun Rashid. They said, we found the man out of the room. He said, take this man and drag him on earth. Drag him on. They've done it. And he came back. He wasn't injured. He said, come on here. من الذي أخرجك من ال من ال من 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 الحجر? That means, who take you out of that room? What did he say? الذي أنقذني من السحر. That means, he was drag him. Who is the rescue me from this? And he told, who rescue from this? الذي أخرجني من الحجر. Who take me out? أدرك خليفة هارون الرشيد. This man, you can't humiliate him. What did he say? Well, you know, and this is the Khalifa. He said, put this man on a horse and walk all the countries and say, this man أراد الخليفة أن يذله فأعزه الله. يعني the Khalifa wants to humiliate him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to praise him. I can't humiliate this man. Point. Period. That's it. That's what happened. الخليفة أدرك. There is no way. This man is near to Allah. The more you near to Allah, the more you are stronger. Allah subhanahu, the more you near to shaitan, shaitan subhanahu wa ta'ala is scaring you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوَّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Shaitan, so that means people who follow shaitan, shaitan is making them scared. So I follow you and you make me scared. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are with him, obey him sincerely. And sincerely is a critical point. Is a very critical thing that you have to think about. Sincerity has three features. Three criteria. Okay? One, it's not written in your list of good deeds. It's not written. It's for Allah to know this. How sincere have you been when you do prayer? How sincere are you when you pay zakah? How sincere are you when you do this? This is one. Two, shaitan cannot spoil it. Shaitan is trying to spoil your good work. But sincerity, he can't spoil it because he doesn't know about it. This is it. Three, you can't talk about it. You can't say, oh, I was sincere when I was praying more than you. How did you measure this? You can't. And that's sincerity to Allah. So these three criteria for sincerity is something, it's between you and Allah. When you've done something, how far you are sincere when you have done it, is something for Allah to know. It's something for Allah to know. That's it. And this is something for us also as well, that you have to know this. Prophet Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how far he is sincere to Allah. Ya Rabbi, in the shifa'a min indik, the curing from any disease is from you. Tamal al-atabba, why do we need doctors? If the cure is from you, to treat yourself and be someone who is sick and he was to be recovered, it's from Allah. Why do we need doctors? That's the, because Kalimullah, Prophet Musa was talking to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala lahu li Musa, ya Musa, ya'kuluna arzaqahum, that's their business, wa yutayyibuna nufusa ibadi. They actually, someone who is sick, afraid of something, doctors make him come down. It's not a serious thing. It's a simple thing. يُطَيِّبُونَ نُفُوسَ عِبَادِي. Because you are, when you don't go to the doctor and you feel sick, you feel tired, he's going to tell you something. Come down. يُطَيِّبُونَ نُفُوسَ عِبَادِي. حَتَّى إِذَا. Unless they get. إِمَّا الشِّفَاء يَأْتِيهُمْ. That means coming from Allah. إِمَّا الشِّفَاء أَوْ الْقَضَاء. That means either they are going to be recovered from Allah because of their sickness or death. So that comes from Allah, not from doctors. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it to Prophet Musa. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. We are still with Prophet Musa. He has a lot and lot of wisdoms in his story. You have to know, brothers and sisters, that faith to Allah comes up and it increases and decreases. لله في عباده خلق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has creatures. إيمانهم لا يزيد ولا ينقص. Those creatures, their faith to Allah never increase, never decrease. Type of creatures to Allah, we will know them. ولله عباد إيمانهم يزيد وينقص. Their faith to Allah increased and decreased. ولله عباد, third type, إيمانهم يزيد ولا ينقص. Increased and never decreased. That's the faith. Who are the first type? Angels. Angels, their faith to Allah never decrease, never increase. This is it. يفعلون ما أمرهم يطيعون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. That means they are absolutely obedient to Allah. They don't know what's a sin. They don't know what does it mean by disobeying Allah. That they don't know. They have not been created for this. The second type, إيمانهم يزيد وينقص. Their faith increased and decreased. That's all of us. We increase our faith with obedience to Allah. Decrease our faith with our sins. That's it. يزيد وينقص. Increased and decreased. And the third type, عباد, increased and never decreased. الأنبياء, prophets. Their faith to Allah increased, never comes down. It always goes up. Never comes down. And that's for prophets. That's for prophets. And if you look at the prophet Musa, how does that happen to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us three different incidents. Comes in sequence in the life of prophet Musa. The first one, when the first time he went to get some fire, because he was feeling cold with his wife, لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. So he came, he was expecting some people having fire, let me get some fire and have some warm and some heat around us because we are feeling cold. What did he found? He found his stick. Jan, he's shaking. What happens to him? He was scared and he ran away. Scared and run away. So that's his attitude the first time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, come back and don't be scared. If you Surah Taha. So that's the first time. He wasn't a prophet, it was the first time for him to stand for this. Look at the second incident happened to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to face Fir'aun. Face to face. Fir'aun was a man who's known who's killing every child, every boy, baby born, has to be killed. It's a long story, I'll tell you inshallah later. And he was claiming he is the God. And he was standing in front of them. And he came with these magicians. And those magicians, actually, that they came in, they throw all of their toys and started to move. So Prophet Musa was scared, but he didn't run. And that's the second step. So the first time, he was scared and run. The first time. The second time, he was scared, but he did not run. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, don't be scared. You are the winner. So in the first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, come back, because he was running away. And come down. لَا تَخَفْ. Don't be scared. You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second time, he told him, don't be scared. He was standing, but he felt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he was afraid. لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى. And he won that confrontation. The third time, when he took his قوم بني إسرائيل, and he was running, and Fir'aun was running after him, what happened? His people said, إنا مغرقون. We are going to sink in the water. We are lost. We are going to be killed. This is it. What happens? He wasn't afraid, and he did not run away. The third level. قال كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين. So he came into the third level. He was absolutely confident. Not for a single bit. كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me, and he's going to tell me what to do. Now look at what happened. He was with his people, and he no way to go, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to hit with his stick al-bahr, this sea, just to hit it. If you think about it logically, this is not the time to do this. Just give me a way to run away. But that's Allah, and behind everything a sabab, something is going to happen. And that level of confidence came to him after he's gone through that exercise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Musa, إِنِّ اصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. That means you have been manufactured. You have been made as per Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you are going to take huge responsibilities in the future. All his life he's under the care and under the supervision from Allah. And that's why he came to the third level. كَلَّ إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّ سَيَهْدِينَ. And that you see the three levels of faith. The first time, he was scared and ran away. The second time, he was scared, did not run away. The third time, he was not scared and he did not run away. He was absolutely confident. And that is telling all of us, the level of faith for you and I to Allah depends on how are near to Allah. How are you near to Allah? Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was migrating from Mecca to Medina, and Khalifa Abu Bakr was scared because the people of Mecca was running after them, and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam was absolutely confident. What did he tell him? مَا رَأْيَكَ فِي اثنين اللَّهُ ثَالِثَهُمَا. اللَّهُ ثَالِثَهُمَا. That means that we are with Allah. Now look at just the difference between what Prophet Musa said and what Prophet Muhammad said. In the first one for Prophet Musa said, "Kalla inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen." Allah is with me, because his people was not very much sure of Allah. But they know Musa, they are confident in Musa. They're not confident in Allah. And that's why he told them, "Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen." Allah is with me. But in the second case, because he knows how confident Abu Bakr from Allah, he told him, مَا شَأْنُ فَاثْنَيْنَ اللَّهُ ثَالِثَهُمَا. That means we, both of us, are with Allah. So that's the difference. You and I should be at that level, with Allah. You have to do this with sincerity to Allah. Stand and do dua بإخلاص, with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will listen to you. When you do your dua, and you are sincere to Allah in your dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make angels, al-malaika, to amin alayk, saying amin. Wa id ammanat al-malaika ala dua'ak, qubil. If angels saying ameen on your dua, this dua inshallah is acceptable. Depends on what? How sincere when you do your dua. This is the point. So you have to be at that level of sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, you have to know to get to a conclusion in this. The timing that we are going through is very difficult. We are always used to say, ah, this governor is this and this governor is that. He is unfair and he is so and he is so. You are always accusing the others. The others are bad. Are we that good? Let's be honest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Hadith al-Qudsi. Hadith al-Qudsi, sacred hadith. أَنَا مَلِكُ الْمُلُوكِ وَمَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about himself. I am the king of the kings. وملك الملك. الملك is all the world that you can see. الملك والملكوت. عالم الملك, everything you see and touch. الملكوت, that you don't see and you don't know. أنا ملك الملوك وملك الملك. إن أطاعني عبادي حولت إليهم قلوب ملوكهم بالرحمة والرأفة. That means if you are obedient to Allah, you and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the hearts of our kings and governors with this mercy, with this love. Allah subhanahu will make it this. وَإِنْ عَصَانِ عِبَادِي حَوَّلْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ بِالْقَصْوَةِ وَالنِّقْمَةِ. That means your kings, your presidents, your governors will be so hard, unfair with you, because you have not been that obedient to Allah. وَإِنْ عَصَانِ عِبَادِي. فَلَا تَشْغِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى مُلُوكِكُمْ. Don't stand and say, Allah, this governor is so and so, and he is done, he is unfair, and so on. وَاشْغِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ إِلَى مَلِكِ الْمُلُوكِ يُغْنِيكُمْ مُلُوكَكُمْ. سبحان الله. That means you do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will control our governor's hearts. So it's us to change. It's us to change. Don't blame anyone else. Blame yourself. If your son or your daughter is disobedient for you, have you been good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them good for you. So you have to change to make things around you change. But you have to start with yourself. Brothers and sisters, that's the main point and main wisdom of the story. You have to change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything change around you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. والطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم ارزقنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وارزقنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا, واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ما يرضيك. اللهم أعنا على ما يرضيك. اللهم أعنا على ما يرضيك. اللهم يسر على أولادنا الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر على أولادنا طاعتك أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم احفظهم من أصحاب السوء يا رب العالمين. اللهم أكرم بناتنا بالحجاب والعفة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنهم على طاعتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, وتقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا, وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد, وأقم الصلاة.